through the film and stuff, what were some initial impressions?
I think we did a lot of things well out there and really played well together and we were able to do enough to win the game and definitely a lot of things we can improve on and get better at.
You've produced statistically in record numbers in the last few years. Does it bother you when you don't have a big statistical game?
Not really, because at the end of the day, it's about winning ball games. So, however we need to do that or whatever we need to do, that's what we're going to do. And that's the ultimate goal every time we go out there on Sunday. And however I can contribute, whether it's a big day in stats or not, or blocking, or however I need to do it, that's what it's going to be. And just try and do my part as far as that goes.
It's one game, obviously, but can you see how Steven Ridley and the dimension that he brings to this offense, how it's going to help you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we put a big emphasis on trying to run the football better. And, Steven's a great back and does a lot of great things back there. And he's going to need to continue to do that. And it's a great dimension for us to have and being able to run the football like that.
You tied Troy Brown in the all-time team receptions list yesterday. Next Sunday, you'll have a chance to break it, and he's going to the team's Hall of Fame on Saturday. Just talk about Troy and what you remember about him and what your thoughts are, and maybe breaking his record.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Troy's probably going to go down as the best receiver to ever play with the Patriots. I mean, when I first came here, all I did was watch film of Troy and how he – played the Z position here and all the things that he was able to do and watching him and multiple games make big plays and do some great things here. Obviously him going to the Hall of Fame is well deserved and such a great player.
What did you pick up from watching him and coming into this offense?
I think him understanding defenses and really learning that part of it and understanding how to run your route against certain defenses and reading coverages and doing all those things. He did a really great job of that, of seeing the defense and understanding it. And part of that was probably because he was able to play defense, able to do multiple things out there and do all those things. So I definitely picked up a bunch from him when I first came here.
Did you get to, talk to him at all about making the transition instead of just watching him a film? Did you talk to him?
Yeah. I mean, that first year there, we pretty much sat right next to each other and he was such a great teammate of bringing me along and helping me out and making sure that I was on top of everything, I needed to do as, a very unselfish guy like that.
Think you got any corner in you?
Any corner in me? Not like Troy Brown, no.
So no desire to play defense at all?
No. We'll stick to a receiver for now. So, if I need to, I will. But, we'll stick to offense right now.
Looking at Tom Brady's nose, do you still consider him a handsome man?
Yeah. No, he's such a good-looking guy, isn't he? He gets banged up and he's probably the toughest metrosexual I've ever come across. So he's done a great job.
You expect that kind of toughness, from Logan. Obviously, we all know what he went through last year with his knee, but does it say anything when the quarterback takes, he obviously got hit pretty hard and he just, screw it, let's go. Does that mean anything to you guys?
Yeah, no, anytime you see your leader out there going out there and taking hits like that and everything else, and, you ask him if it's broken, he doesn't know, and he doesn't care. He loves football, and he loves playing, and he does a great job.
I'm guessing that'll be the headline.